this as the paper it is written on. And I was played as only fools had Mother Nature's many sons. Can't say the same. Remember longing for the wild fever, dreams that in the moment broke them, ripped them till at last awoken, realized they're still alive. And all my haunting memories, they do not mean a thing to me. They faded and I know I lost my marble. My promise to, I met the night, saw it through, and so I packed my bags and I am leaving, moving on. When your breath is just for breathing, when your heart has slowed its beating, when you've paused your overthinking, when you've stopped your search for meaning, then you find you've cleared your mind. And all my haunting memories, they do not mean a thing to me. They faded and I know I lost my marbles. But I kept my promise too. I met the night and saw it through. And so I packed my bags and I am leaving. I recommend you do the same. Forget the night and see the flame. The morning sky wherein lies all your answers. For through the darkness comes the dawn.
Okay, some new stuff from Danny Horowitz. The track's called Moving On. You're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music, and Danny actually sent that to the SCM Gram on Instagram and said, hey, can you give my new song a spin? So there you go. So yeah, man, SCM Gram, give it a follow on Instagram, send me your music, and I'll spin it. There you go. I'll follow you, you follow me, I'll help promote you, you help promote me. That makes sense, doesn't it? All right. In this hour, a lot of fun. I had a chance to chat with Liz Pomeroy from Ostella. We've chatted with her before over the last couple of years. She's a wonderful person, and I'm so happy that she's recording music again and getting out there and touring just like everyone else, or at least trying to. Also caught up with Matt Paxton as well about his new single, and he's pretty jacked up about playing around Southern Ontario, so that was a cool conversation, and we'll air both of those interviews in this hour. New music from The Joy is on the way with the track Gloria, and two songs as well. Too Bad from Doug and the Slugs, which I think was always a hilarious song when I was younger. And it was actually the theme music to The Norm Show, Norm MacDonald, who we lost on September 14th, 2021. Oh, Normie, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. I might be myself and only about three other people in Hamilton are true Norm MacDonald fans. So I think it's like me, Mike Troublecock, and Matt Richmond from St. Elvia. I think you're the biggest Norm MacDonald fans, just because we're all just old chunks of coal. So I'm going to put that track in here. And also this other song called Made for TV, which back in the early 90s, I booked this band called King Apparatus at the Corktown when I was a kid. And my buddy JT, Jamie Tennant, ended up going on the road with them, I believe down in the States, the California area. They were their ska band. And he was like selling merch for them. So that was a lot of fun for him. I always recommend to everyone to at least take a summer off and go sell merch for a rock act on tour, or ska act in this case for Jamie. So the track's called Made for TV. really cool song. So one ska, the other band just a rock band out of Toronto, but sounds similar. You'll get it when you hear it, because a lot of people kept confusing these two bands at the time. Generation wise, anyway, like just too much of a similar sound, but I thought they were totally different. But kicking off all of this, new stuff from The Joys with the track Gloria, and they're out of Hamilton. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
City. wife the tea. She was telling them, well, I don't like what I see, but she looked pretty good, so I gave her my key. Well, anytime you're in the neighborhood, come up and visit me. I'm a self-proclaimed top on the land of the free. And the movie made for TV, of the starry care of my life. And in a hugging, if we can name her price, we'll play my father, my sister, my
you were in the first place. Bad, 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 bad.
listening to Steel City Music. I am your host, the bald man with the shiny head, doing a pre-recorded Zoom call right now with my pal, Matt Paxton. I almost called you Max Ray.
Max Ray. I haven't got that one in a while. He's a pretty a good, handsome fella, so I'll take it.
Okay. All right. That's cool. I'll tell him that you said that. I'm going to see him in October.
No, you don't need to tell him that, though.
No, right? I'm going to say, hey, man, you know what? I screwed up your name with someone else, with Matt Paxton, and he said you're a good-looking fella. It's not a bad thing. I'm going to see him on October 23rd at Lucky's.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new little venue down in Hess Village on George Street. Maybe you should pop in there and tell him who you are.
Yeah, I'd love to see Matt Paxton play at Lucky's coming up soon.
I think a lot of people would like to see Matt Paxton play at Lucky's, that sort of thing, right?
I mean, Ian Max Ray, whoops.
No, yeah, I mean, whatever. It's just Max Ray, but we'd like to see you too. So, hey, man, the last time you and I chatted, we were like swapping stories, and you were telling me you just got back from, you went out west for a little while. You took the dog. You took the wife. You went walking through a river. You wrote some songs.
Oh, yeah.
You stretched your legs after the big, long COVID stretch. And then now you've been doing some shows, and now you're releasing a song. You've been doing a lot, kid. Kind of happy for you.
It's been pretty busy, and it's been fun to have like new material to put out there and get excited about and leave town and play shows and meet some you know, folks, right, that are coming out of hibernation probably,
seeing
music for the first time. Some of the shows you know are like limited capacity, so they like filled up pretty quick in advance, so that's kind of new and exciting to see back in action,
right,
you know, just to see even on paper that people are coming to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, it is nice to see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel here, that we are starting to move forward, and it must make you feel great as a performer as well.
Yeah, it's exciting. Like I'm playing Toronto next month at the Dakota Tavern, and the later show is sold out, and there's only a couple tables left for the early show. And that's on a Friday night in Toronto, so that's just like stuff that's coming up that, you know, also inspires you to go back to writing. And then the writing is, you know, in the zone with, you know, the touring and all the shows coming up too. And I feel like once I get a nice whirlwind of that going, it's super inspiring for myself.
It's good to see you. Two shows back to back at the Dakota Tavern on November 12th. And on that bill is also Uncle Harry and the Kickstands, and Nicolette and the Nobodies. You performed with them before?
I actually had a concert series going before COVID kind of put that on pause, called Country Factory at the Cotton Factory.
Okay, and right.
I actually, the first show was with Zachary Lucky, myself, and my friend Emma, and Emma Elena Grace. And that show was like kind of a success. And I had Uncle Harry, some bands from out west, the Wild North, and Elliot C. Way, and also Nicolette and the Nobodies from Guelph scheduled to play that show that never happened. So it's funny now, all of a sudden, like that's like almost like a year and a half later, right, I'm finally gonna get to play that show with you know, with those folks. But they're not happening in the Hammer. We're playing at we're playing in Toronto. We're also playing in Guelph coming up at Jimmy Jazz next Friday night.
Yeah, that'll be Friday, October 29th. Steam Whistle's presenting on that one. And yeah, Jimmy Jazz Club.
Yeah, it's so sweet. I'm coming back to venues that I personally haven't played like for a super long time, some like 10 years. I'm playing the Mansion House in St. Catharines this upcoming Friday, and I haven't been there in forever. I think that's the oldest bar, licensed bar in Canada. So it's going to be fun to play new songs that I haven't, and old songs that I haven't played in a while in a place like that.
And now that you're going out, you're doing all this stuff, you're releasing a single as well, which we alluded to. Tell me about the song, the recording, who sang on it, because there's a bunch of people. Now, from what I remember, it's like Kathleen Edwards is on this.
Oh, no, no, no. I wish. Aaron Goldstein produced it and played on it. And he's basically been busy really a lot lately with his new studio. And he's been recording with Nicolette in the Nobodies, but he's played pedal steel in Kathleen Edwards' band. He's played with Lee Harvey Osmond, and the records that he's been working on lately, and some of my favorites going back a few years ago, he produced the Ultimata record, and now is working with Nicolette and the Nobodies, and I was lucky enough to squeeze in to record this single with Aaron, and hopefully we'll get to continue and keep working on a record. This is let's rock and roll again, and Aaron produced this single.
What I liked about it, I heard it a couple times because you just sent it to me the other day, is that when you compare it to some of the other stuff that you've done, this one, because your material is like folk oriented and there's like a nice soft breezy sell to it, right? It's like you can really relax and chill out and listen to your song, and your songs, they go one into another. With this one, it starts out that way, and then it becomes this huge sounding, almost like it's going to take off in a heavy late 70s rock band in the stadium kind of vibe, where it's like, well, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Right? That's, you know? And then it brings you back
together. Yeah.
Was that what you
Aaron and I get together? It goes back to the Neil Young Crazy Horse, or just talking about, you know, Grateful Dead. And it ends up going sounding like what we actually had planned for it to sound. Yeah. And he rocks a pretty awesome guitar solo on that track that seems to just go on and last. And I'm pretty proud to have that on my track, but I'm pretty proud of him. He's played on some pretty heavy stuff. I'm a huge Huron fan. And he, you know, he ripped a lot of guitar solos on that record with Cam Malcolm. But I don't know, this might be my new favorite Goldstein guitar solo.
Is, and it's it?
On
yeah.
every single. So
that's funny.
It's not out yet. You got to hear it. It's out next Friday on the 29th.
Friday, October 29th is the release. People can, you can also go to, you can head over to Bandcamp as well. Can you not?
Yeah. I didn't realize there's a lot of people from like all over that listen and find my music from Bandcamp. And, you know, I was just kind of checking into it, and I checked into it with my last record, which was like all covers I put out of Train songs, like old Willie Nelson and Boxcar Willie records, and it was called Train Tracks. But because there are covers, Bandcamp is one platform that you can't get like a license or whatever to put out like a cover song. And I found that out, and I was like, oh my God, there's like a whole bunch of followers here that won't be able to hear this record. So a few Bandcamp like fans reached out. So I emailed them the record, just like sent it over, because I was like, thank you for even checking in. So now I'm in tune with that community. And like through Bandcamp, you can get like secret codes to listen to the record in advance. So yeah, if you follow me on Bandcamp and email Down by the Point Records and just request secret rock and roll code, you'll just get it. And some people have, and it's been fun just connecting with people, and they say, you know, how long they've been listening to the music or whatever, and where they're from, and it's been pretty cool.
I think that's a really nice thing when that actually happens, when you discover that there's a whole subset of people that are following you on a whole other platform. Like,
yeah,
that it to me, it's like a re-energizer, you know?
Yeah, and it's nice to check into people like that, because they're folks that I hadn't put a record out on Bandcamp in a while. So those are people that are still hanging on and maybe still listening. So that's cool too.
Well, I've made no, I've never been quiet about it over the last year and a half, almost 2 years, when I came back on the air. You know, a lot of music that I go and I listen to, I find from Bandcamp. Just because I fall down the rabbit hole of clicking on one thing, which leads me to another, which leads me to another. And I find with Spotify, it's like, I get people sending me links all the time, especially for the radio show. And I keep explaining to them, well, especially now, I can't extract music off of Spotify and play. Right. So I just don't have that secret technical know-how to do that. So I need people to send me music, but I can get stuff off of Bandcamp, right? People send me links, that sort of stuff. So, and
that's what's cool with that with that, what I call that secret rock and roll code, it basically leads you to being able to listen to the new song before it comes out next Friday, and you get to download it and keep it. You can have it, you know? So I thought that was cool. There's no other platform other than Bandcamp that allows me as an artist to even provide such a thing. And I would nerd out personally if, you know, an artist that I like had that. So I just happened to find it, you know? So secret codes, that's my new thing, I guess. Hey, this is Matt Paxton. My new single, Let's Rock and Roll Again, comes out on Friday, October 29th.
It's raining on the other side of the bar. You got stars around your head. I wonder how you ever got so far. Drifting down the riverbed. I wanna see you, my friend. Flying round the river bend. Let's rock and roll again. Let's rock and roll again. I remember you. Let's rock.
Do you work here? Obviously, yes. How many people you know wear a name tag recreationally? Wait, you think I'm behind the counter because I got lost? Do I work here? No, I'm just dressed like this because I'm going to the midnight premiere of IKEA the movie.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
You're listening to Steel City Music, and of course, I am your host, Gunner. And on the line with you right now from Stella is Liz Pomeroy, all the way from Edmonton, Ontario. How are you, dear?
How are you doing, Gunner? Good to talk to you again.
I'm so happy that we are chatting, even though in the background, before the interview, I explain it, there might be a 20-pound Shih Tzu barking for no apparent reason, just to be a jerk. And my two lawnmower men out front on their John Deere's jousting, banging into one another for no apparent reason.
You'd have tickets. Make it a ticketed event.
I know. I make it sound like I'm a big deal, but I'm not. I would gladly go out and cut the lawn, but when it's scheduled to be cut, not while I'm supposed to be chatting with you via Zoom. 2019 was the first time you and I chatted. That long ago. It was just as things were maybe slightly... Yeah, 2019, I just started up Steel City Music again, and it was just in blog form on the website. And then I started up on The Hawk, that sort of thing. And now I'm on CFMU as well. And back then, you hadn't even been, you weren't even coming out on the road. It was like 2 months ahead of time, and you just released your EP.
That's right. Yeah, it's like an age ago now. Wow. That was, I guess, when we met each other. Was I out in Toronto for the first time, I think, doing CMI. I was living out there for 3 months and I did just a tiny mini tour, which took in Hamilton and Peterborough and Toronto because I was playing Canadian Music Week. And I think that's where we met. And then so that was May. And then the following November is when the EP came out.
Right. And then did you not come back out? Because I saw you at the Casbah. Was that afterwards or during the mini tour?
That was in November then. Yeah, that was right. For the EP release tour, which was a 2 week Eastern tour, which took us basically from Ontario out to New Brunswick and back.
That's right. Yeah, because we did talk a couple times, that sort of thing. And you had Ailish touring with you here, just doing the Southern Ontario dates, as I remember.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. She's amazing.
Do you keep up with her at all? Like, have you been in contact with her?
Not in the last few months, but we generally keep talking. Yeah, she's lovely. She's an amazing visual artist as well. So she is.
I didn't know that side of her. I you know, she's always been the quintessential violinist of Hamilton who plays with everyone and that sort of thing. And it was a real treat seeing her up on stage with you at the Casbah that night.
Yeah, she killed it. She's amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, and then all these fun things happen and then COVID hits.
Yeah. I know. I was in the middle of what was going to be my strongest year, in fact, because right after that tour, November 2019, I came back to Edmonton for a couple of weeks and then I went to Ireland for 6 weeks back to see my family and to play a bunch of shows over there as well. And that was great. I came back early January and did some German... a few days in Germany as well before I came back to Canada. And then I got hired to play a wedding back in Ireland in February 2020. And I just found out that I was shortlisted for K-Days in Edmonton that summer. And there was a few other festivals getting lined up and things. And by chance... So it was this random encounter. I had an Irish guy from Northern Ireland, Belfast, reach out to me a couple of years ago and come to me for singing lessons. And and so then he ended up getting in touch with another half Irish person who was basically working as like the tour manager for a band from Saskatchewan. And so she reached out on social media around mid-February asking if I would like to go on tour with this Saskatchewan band Rhymestone in March. And I had my single Pandora was due to come out on Friday the 13th of March, 2020. I was just trying to take back that bad luck day and turn it back into a good luck day, because it used to be a good luck day back in pagan times in Ireland. And I was like, hey, I'm taking one for the witches. Let's make it a good day. And anyway, so Friday the 13th, we left on tour. So it was the Western Canadian tour with this band from Saskatchewan, Rhymestone. And we were doing BC and Alberta and to end in Saskatchewan. And so we went out and we started in Calgary. We played Vern's, like this like dingy, amazing dive bar that like every band starts at in Calgary. And it was minus 40 outside. So, and I remember Trudeau had just announced that like you couldn't have gatherings larger than 250 people at the time. So we all kind of looked around at each other and we're like, yeah, we're fine. We'll continue on with the tour. So obviously Vern's was dead that night because no one comes out in minus 40 degree weather. And we headed on to Jasper, and basically we got the whole thing was that I'm Irish, the tour manager was Irish, and the lead singer of Rhymestone has like red hair and Irish heritage, so they had billed this whole thing as like this Irish traveling fair kind of thing. And we were going to play a show in Jasper for St. Patrick's Day, and the whole thing just got cancelled. Like we were in Jasper and we were driving out to Prince George. And we rang them before we left. We had to ring every venue before we left the town to see if they would take us. And they were like, yeah, come on out. So 4 hours down the road, we're 20 minutes out from the town, and they ring us back and they're like, well, we are the Legion and we've had like people in the staff like kind of pull rank on us. So I'm sorry, we can't host you. And we're like, well, we just got into town. What do we do? So we had to run around town. The two bands split up. I was playing solo. And so we went into this Irish bar called Black Clover, and I went in with my thickest Irish accent. I was like, look, I'm Irish, I can play you every Irish song there is. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend, our bands don't have a venue anymore to play, do you mind just putting us up for the night, like could you offer us a gig? And they're like, yeah, absolutely, like come back at 9 o'clock. And we were delighted. So we split up, and then the band went to play an open mic and ended up selling out all of their merch at the open mic and just like had a roaring time. I found another venue to play, and they fed us and stuff, and then we came back there and we played all night long, and we made some amazing friends. And but we went back to Jasper right after that, and then you know, all the national parks and stuff started closing, so we had to hightail it back to Calgary and get one of our tour members back on the plane so he could get home to Mexico. And it was all just very frantic. So there you have it. And then yeah, it all got very quiet from there on.
It did get very quiet for everyone. But I did notice online, the odd time that I would check in with you, you were doing some stuff that was online. You were doing, I know you started a podcast recently.
I did start like a little podcast running on Instagram Live last year, which coordinated with the remix of Fire that I brought out. And the person that remixed that was Calistan, an old Irish buddy of mine from Dublin. And so we started this podcast on Instagram together, inspired by the themes in the song. And it culminated with a big Christmas show online that we put together, again inspired by what Glenn Hanser does in Dublin every Christmas Eve, where he gets Bono and like Van Morrison and Hozier and anyone Irish that's home for Christmas. He gets them all together on Grafton Street to busk and raise money for the Simon Foundation in Dublin, which is a homeless support service. And so we wanted to do something similar. So we actually ran a Christmas show online with about 16 artists. Half of them were Irish and half of them were Canadians. And we had like Sky Wallace and Goodnight Sunrise and a bunch of like Eastern bands and Western musicians, and then a bunch of people from Dublin. And it was so much fun. And it was so good because everyone put so much work into their sound production, and it was like everyone did their homework on their end, and the sound was lovely. I mean, and nothing is ever perfect online, you know, so you can only try to get as good a quality as possible.
beautiful eyes. We'll make it beautiful.
Sure did. Yeah, I kept very busy, to be honest. I had actually started a course in writing music for Sync in January 2020. And that was a 6 month long thing, which kept me really busy and very, very good for kind of plucking me out of my comfort zone in terms of songwriting. So I got three songs out of that. Four, in fact, actually, that have ended up on the new record that's coming out next year. And so then, yeah, I got very busy performing online, but gosh, I really fizzled out. Like, it's hard going right. to go from like live performance and then just 14 second delay on every joke you tell, you know, you're just like, oh my God. So once things started opening up a bit in the summertime, I kind of leapt at the chance to play a couple of back garden shows and stuff like that. So that experience was really wonderful and has very much informed how I'm going to be touring next year as well. So,
well, hold on. Let me just remind everyone who I'm speaking to on the line with you right now is Liz Pomeroy from Ostella. And she's we were just a little chat about what she did during COVID, how she coped with everything, that sort of thing. But this is the next part that really makes me laugh, because I went to your website and I clicked on the video, and of course you're just funny as all heck, and you've announced Silly. Like, I really thought this was silly that you did this, because now you're kind of being held to it. Like, it's one thing to say something in front of your friends and your family, but when you put it out on the internet, like, now everyone has the ability to chime in on you. You announce that you're going to bike across Canada with a caravan, doing house shows, garden shows, live dates to get to France, because you've been accepted into a certain program in France.
Yeah, I know. I sweated bullets for like 2 months before I ever made that announcement. And it's one of those things where it's cooking in the back of your head, you know, and it fell out of my mouth by accident when I was having a meeting with somebody, and he's like, that's what you're doing next year. I'm like, oh no, I was petrified. And so I really put it on the long finger, to not announce it for that exact reason. Everything you stated, it's petrifying. So anyway, but you know what it was the fact that we had just gone through like all those heavy lockdowns and things, and obviously, you know, I'm a big advocate of zero waste living and environmental issues and sustainability because of the zero in my name and stuff. And I remember watching an Instagram live with Glenn Hansard. I don't know if anyone knows him. He's the guy who wrote the music for the film Once, and he's lead singer of The Frames, and he was in The Commitments and stuff. Anyway, he's a huge influence on me and my music, and he had just mentioned how clean the skies were and how this had all gotten him thinking about how he was going to schedule his world touring from now on. You know, that he'd try and maybe only do one transatlantic flight when he's doing a world tour between Ireland and stuff. And so I was impressed with that, but a little skeptical. I was like, ah, yeah, I'm sure it's all just big words, you know. But I did look at the amount of travel I had done back and forth to the East Coast and things over the last 2 years. And I really thought that I could do it better. And so I had a couple of leads on some nifty caravans that had been renovated to have a stage on top of them. And so I thought I would, you know, do that and then maybe do a little bit of cycling here and there. And sad to say, I mean, this is a completely, like, you know, malleable plan, and it's taking and reshaping itself all the time as we go along here. So right now I don't have a lead on a caravan, but I do have a brand new touring bicycle, and I have a big like history with cycling long distance anyway, so it's not so wacky for me to consider doing,
right?
But it's definitely the largest cycle I'll have to do
now. Just to for some clarification for myself and the listeners, when you use the term caravan, are you speaking of like a trailer? Because I'm pretty sure caravan is a term that you use over in Ireland as like a trailer, like a mobile trailer.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. Like a camper van.
A camper van.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and then in my mind, I pictured a small one that a bike could haul. And then that would be like your mobile living quarters, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm kind of like halfway there. I do have a tiny little bob trailer, a one wheel trailer that attaches to the back of my bike, and that's where my guitar is going to live. And there's going to be a bunch of panniers, like bags that attach to the sides of your bike and stuff. And that's going to house my tent, and hopefully some lovely people will let me crash on their couch as I go along here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So. Okay. See, that makes more sense in my brain, because you were saying, like, at one point you were saying flatbed. I'm like going, this is like an entourage of a tour. Like, you guys, this is going to cost her more to do this than it is actually to buy two plane tickets or a plane ticket to France.
Sure. Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Well, initially the idea was that it would be a camper van, you know, like a small, yeah, like VW little camper van style thing. You're right, like it was going to be more pricey for sure.
Yeah.
But I did want to augment it with a bit of like long distance cycling and stuff like that.
Right.
But you're right, like the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what, it doesn't even make sense. And my poor family at home are just having heart attacks. They're like, would you not send at least a support car to go with you, you know, if they see a fall off or whatever. But I can't really justify a person sitting in a car putting along behind me at 30 kilometers an hour at best.
Right, yeah.
Burning all this fuel. So I'm just going to go on my Todd and we'll see how I fare.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think it is actually quite doable. A friend of mine, Jeremy Fisher, Hamiltonian singer-songwriter, he actually was doing small tours on his bike. And I know he went out west and pedaled his way back across Canada doing shows, doing, you know, playing here, busking, that sort of thing. That's when he was a lot younger, mm-hmm, too. So he did that. I doubt he'd do it now with a kid and a wife and the whole nine yards. But I think the whole idea of it is amazing, something to do, especially when you talk about your carbon footprint on this world. It's good that you're trying something like that.
Yeah, well, you're dead right. It's certainly not a unique idea. And I did get the idea when I came across a different Eastern-based musician who was doing something similar around New Brunswick. There's lots of people, even in Edmonton, who have done a Canada-wide cycle and that type of thing. So there's no shortage of wisdom to draw from. And in fact, I got in touch with two musicians who did exactly that in 2017, who have been a really amazing resource for me. And in fact, they were the people that suggested I get this particular trailer. But it's wild, though. I mean, the one guy who was pulling the trailer, his name is Kale Beaudry, and he didn't have a particular kind of disc brake on his bike. He just has like the little clampy caliper brakes, and so he wasn't actually able to engage his brakes going down the hills coming through the Rocky Mountains.
Oh,
and the load of his cargo on his bike and the little trailer coming behind him was so great that he ended up having to overtake traffic, and he was probably doing about 100-120 going downhill just freewheeling because he couldn't engage the brakes or he'd get a blowout, you know. And he's a bit of a speed freak. He lives for that kind of thing. But after I heard that, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to invest in a bike that has some disc brakes, I think.
I think so. Now I feel for your family in Ireland. Now I know why they want you to stop this kind of weirdness. I'm talking to Liz Pomeroy from Ostella. She's a singer, songwriter, musician. She's going to pedal her way across Canada and make her way to France. And this is where we're all leading up to. You got accepted into a program. What exactly is it?
It's an artist residency program in France, in Orcheves. It's probably terrible French pronunciation. But it's just really beautiful in the French countryside. And it's going to be for 4 weeks. And hopefully it still goes ahead with the way the world is at the moment, but I'm forging ahead regardless. The plan is just to go there and write a new EP in the month that I'm there, and then continue on cycling through the rest of Europe, touring all the material that's going to come out in the next year, and whatever else I've written at the residency that month as well. So I'm not due to get there until like late 2022.
Well, so, I mean, it's gonna take you a long time to get to France. I think the water might be a real problem with the pedaling, but you know, if you build up enough speed, take the disc brakes off.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm working on a few extra flotation devices and stuff like that with a little turbo on the back. So I think I'll be okay. Just bring a life jacket.
You're the best, man. Good on you.
Thanks.
All right. So, which leads us all to this. Now that the last of the material, I should say the last of the material, a song that you released off the EP called Linen, you had a remix done. Tell us about that.
Well, you're kind of right, actually. I didn't release Linen as an official single off the EP. That was the last remaining song that went with the EP's release. So this has been a really nice treat to release it in a format as a single in its own right. And an amazing gent, Jay Tilley, is the guitar player on that EP, and he's just a phenomenal producer. And he took Linen and remixed it and just took all his influences and some of mine. I'm a huge trip hop fan and I love like Portishead and all that kind of stuff. And he just concocted this amazing, amazing remix of Linen, and it's coming out on Friday, and I'm absolutely delighted about it. I'm so excited to be releasing music again. So,
Well, I was listening to it, and I like the fact that you said that you're a fan of trip hop, because I did hear influences of that. I also heard a little bit of break, a little dubby action in certain parts of it as well. So, I think it sounds great. And when I listen to that, and I listen to some of the other stuff that you released, I think it's good that you did that, because it opens you up to different listeners.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure lots of people find this, you know, regardless of whether you're a creator or you're just a fan of food. Some days it's really hard to decide which flavor or which genre you want to lead with, you know, and I love so many different styles of music. So this is a really great excuse just to delve into some other more dancey vibes outside of what the real Ostella sound is. So yeah, I love it. Hi, this is Liz from Ostella, and this is my new single, Linen, the Magpie Edit, and you can listen to it on all your streaming platforms and over at ostella.com, spell it with a zero.
Wish I had my sister's strength to wait. 101.5 FM The Hawk from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.